So we are going to do the topic of da'aga today, worry, anxiety. He's going to talk to us about how to deal with it. The learning today should be Eschasi L'Nishmas Adir Chav Rechaim Elazar Ben Shem Shinaria and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should also be Eschas for Fur Shlema, Chaim Mosh Yeshua Ben Makkel, Chaim Dov Ben Menorachel, Chaim Aliyah Ben Shein Derachel, and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Eschas for all those in the Makkam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So on page 558, he says like this. He says, "Ksiv da'aga b'leiv ish yaschena." When there's worry in a person's heart, a person should suppress it. Uperishu chazal, no, yasichena midaitai. Remove it from your mind. Inami yasichena la'acherim, tell it over to others. So by telling it over to others, that's therapeutic. It gets it out of your system. Tarvayu isnu. Both of them are useful tactics, right? When you're dealing with anxiety. Because the first thought that you try is that you try to have thoughts of bitachon. What does it? What does anxiety represent? Anxiety represents a person's some sort of lack of emunah or bitachon. What are you nervous about? You're nervous about something not going right. You're nervous about something not going the way that you want it to go. So that means that that's chesaron in bitachon. That's chesaron in should things be running the way I want, or are things really for the best, the way that God wants? So that's already a chesaron in bitachon. So you could try to use logical arguments to try to fight your anxiety, but sometimes it's too powerful. So first, it's yasichena midaita. Try to push it away. Try to pop open a beis alevi and try to chazer a little bit and try to be mechazik yourself. But if that doesn't work, then you have to talk to others. You need basically someone else, a therapist, or a friend, or a rav, or a madrich, someone else to help you. Either, again, therapists or tamidichamim, who know how to give you good counsel. Here he translates as men of knowledge, not necessarily medical personnel, but I would add in medical personnel as well. And they'll tell you things that will calm down your heart and remove the anxiety. Because Shlomo HaMelech already said, what's the past is gone, future is not here yet. So why should you worry? Nice little poem. Okay? Eat, drink, and be merry. Because what are you worried about? Tomorrow is not yet here. I'll worry about tomorrow when it comes. Shemadavar kavar avar. And now he's going to, there's real lessons in this. It's not just eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die, and therefore don't worry about avodas Hashem and do what you want. No. He's talking about how to combat anxiety. So the first thing is, person is obsessing over the past. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, about the past. And especially Le'aleinu, when someone's through a tzara, so one of the stages of grief is bargaining. We try to start making what ifs, a whole bunch of what ifs. What if I had done this? What if I had done that? And the way that you combat that is you say Shem Hadavar Kvar Avar. If it already happened, My Yael B'Da'agayim Yuchal Hashiva. My thinking about it is that actually going to change it. I can go through all the bargaining. I can go through all the what ifs. Is thinking about it from today till the end of my life going to change it one instance? Absolutely not. Is it not enough that you're already having pain over what already happened? So you're now adding the pain of anxiety to it. In other words, whatever you went through, you went through. Okay, let's say, again, Leilenu, a person's in a tzara. Let's say a family member, Leilenu, passes away. And someone's like, well, if I had just told the doctor about this possible test, and they would have run that test, then maybe they would have caught it. So a lot of people never go through that. So besides the tzara that you have of missing the person, but now on top of it, you're beating yourself up. So you're in a better situation now. So you have tzara for the other person, and now you have tzara over a lost opportunity. He says, that's not helpful. Let's say you're worrying about something in the future. Let's say it's performance related. I have to give a speech. I have to lane. I have to give a presentation at work. I have a big business meeting, and I'm extremely anxious and nervous about it. So then if there's something you could do, right? Prep for the meeting. Prep. But if there's nothing else to do, right? So you're ready. spoke to a professional, and you already did whatever hishtadlus you need to do for that meeting, then there's nothing else to do. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, v'yishon b'lakav. Trust in Hashem and rely on Him. Zeh klal gadol l'hasir hadaga. This essentially is the fundamental principle. If you want to remove anxiety, and you have to relinquish control. Relinquish control to who? Relinquish control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is really running things anyway. All you're doing is just making yourself more aware of it. Oid klal acher, another principle to keep in mind when you're trying to deal with anxiety, she'akshav yamin be'emunah shleima, is to believe completely she'ein davar ra yored min hashamayim, nothing evil ever comes down from Shemayim. Called the Avid Rachmana Litav Avid, everything God does is for the best, Litavis and Nefesh, either for the best of our neshama, or Litavis Agufa for the best of our body. Anything that looks like it might be bad, God really changed it or intended for it to be good. Sometimes you realize it, okay? So, as an example, sometimes you have a crazy situation where someone gets rushed to an emergency room. And they need an X-ray, and all of a sudden in the X-ray they find some random machala that they never would have caught in early stages. And Baruch Hashem, and you're able to see it, and you're able to say Oydecha ki ani sani. You're able to see it clearly and say thank you, Hashem, very clearly. V'lefamim, but other times nishar nistar, it remains hidden. Shakadosh Baruch Hu writes Eliyasra. That's part of the test that Hashem wants to cause you to suffer. Mimavis, to save you from death. Maybe you deserve a latzila nafsha, or to save a neshama from Gehenna. Im kein da'agaminayin, and if so, what are you worrying about? The Mazda Daime says, what is this comparable to? L'mishem is chayav nisa l'malchus, someone who is chayav nisa. So the king decrees that anyone who is a married b'malchus is chayav nisa, and you are married b'malchus, and you're caught, and you're taken out to be hanged. And u'bechemlas hamelech, and because the king feels bad for you. The king says, you know what? I can't bear to have this person executed. You know what? I'm going to give him Malchus instead. Every beat of that Malchus that you get, you're going to be thrilled about. Why? Because this is really a lesser punishment. Or if the king levies a huge fine on you, every time you pay that fine, you're going to be grateful that you're paying the fine instead of the misa. You're going to accept it with joy, and you're going to praise the king. This is the same thing. On the pasuk, pray, give thanks to Hashem for He is good. Why is Hashem characterized as good? Because He collects His debts from a person's physical possessions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes us to lose money rather than our neshama get patched. He takes from us physically. That's what makes God good. So we're losing money, and yet we're saying, Hashem, you're great. Nishbarat Tzloiches, you break a nice jar. Nishbach Yeno, the wine spills. Mesa Tarnagotai, an animal dies. The Chadoimeh, anything similar. Mixas and Nefesh, Gechol HaNefesh, similar things. A small amount of anguish caused by these, what he calls minor annoyances, is considered like the entirety of your Nefesh. It's like your Neshama is being saved. And the mercies of Hashem are so strong that even what he takes of his own. Because anything that you own, any material possessions you have, what's Hashem really taking from you? He's taking from you what he's taking from you what he gave you. To a king who says to someone who owes him money, shaloi of his, everyone knows, according to the law, a debt that you owe to the king can't be forgiven. But here's what you'll do. Take this sack of coins and pay off your debt. Basically, here's $1 million. You owe me 900,000. I can't forgive it. The policy of the king is you can't forgive the debt, but pay me back the 900,000 and keep the rest for yourself. And that's essentially what Hashem does. Is there anything sweeter than this? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects a person's debts by deducting from the fortune that he has given him. Not only that he gives, but gives again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to overflow us with blessing. Hashem makes poor and rich. He strikes and he heals. Umachatz makasa yirpa, and he heals the force of the strike, of the hit. He causes death and restores life in such a way that people don't even have to fear the death part. Because even when Hashem brings memes, it's not to do bad to a person, but rather to bring him eternal life in the next world. Hashem counts a person's actions. And if it's fitting in front of Hashem, then certainly in our minds, we should be content. That's what are we worried about? Worried about things that are going wrong? Don't be worried. Hashem is handling it, and Hashem is looking out for our best interests. In our limited understanding, we can only say Hashem will do what he wants, and that will bring nachas ruach in front of him. But aleinu lekabel hakol beratzon besimcha. All we have to do is accept it besimcha. So the thoughts are, what can I do to change the past? God's running the world, and everything I have is really a chesed from Hashem. Because if he punishes me, he's punishing me from what he gave me, and he's letting me keep the rest. And if he's punishing me, he's punishing me with a lesser punishment than a more severe punishment. He's punishing me on this world rather than punishing me lo'olam vo'od in the world to come.